You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Today is Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. I'm Scott Ponywaz. I'm the publisher of callputstrike.com, as well as your host for the Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights podcast. We're going to get started here in just a second, but before we do, I just want to welcome your feedback as well as any tips for improvement. So be sure to email us at any time at news@callputstrike.com. Again, that's news@callputstrike.com, news@callputstrike.com. And with that, we will dive right in and get started on today's news. And digging into today's news, some of the big headlines are around the big announcements from the Fed, as well as a little bit of M&A activity and updates within the food industry. So without further ado, we'll dive right in here for today's news on Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. Stocks fell on Wednesday as investors heard from the Federal Reserve about their updated financial policy. The Dow Jones dropped by 0.69, the S&P were up by 0.53, and the NASDAQ were up by 1.04%. The Federal Reserve released its latest policy statement today. Interest rates are to remain unchanged at their range of 0 to 0.25%, as was expected by most investors. Federal officials have estimated that the unemployment rate at the end of 2020 will be at 9.3%. In future years, it is expected to remain unnaturally high, with an estimated 5.5% by the end of 2022. Output for the year is predicted to be 6.5% lower this year as compared to last year. For 2021, the output should rise by 5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said, quote, "Nearly 20 million jobs have been lost on net since February. The downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans," end quote. The Fed has indicated that they will support the economic recovery and will continue to buy government-backed debt, such as mortgage-backed securities and treasury securities, in order to keep the market at a functional level. The United States budget deficit has close to double due to the additional spending for pandemic relief purposes. The deficit has grown to $1.88 trillion, which is a new record. At this point last year, the deficit was near $730 billion. Again, that's the deficit has grown to $1.88 trillion. And at this point last year, the deficit was near $730 billion. So that was a synopsis of sort of what the Fed had to say today. Moving on to other news, AMC Entertainment has announced its plan to reopen theaters globally as of July. This will include safety precautions such as limiting the number of viewers and blocking off some of the seats. AMC will be partnering with Clorox to ensure that its locations are clean and sanitized. AMC's revenue has fallen by close to 22% during the first quarter of 2020. AMC shares rose over 7% in pre-market trading on Wednesday. Starbucks stock suffered today as the company spoke about its current financial situation. The company expects that its operating income for the current quarter will fall by $2.2 billion. This is primarily due to a significant number of store closures and a decrease in revenue due to COVID-19. Sales could drop by $3.2 billion during this quarter. Starbucks also announced that it will be expanding its drive-through and pickup location alternatives in order to meet safety requirements and attempt to stabilize its sales. Moving on to other food news in the M&A space, a European food ordering and delivery company called JustEatTakeaway.com has spoken about its plans to merge with U.S. company Grubhub. The all-share merger has confirmed to be currently in discussion. Neither company's shares were greatly impacted after the statement was released. Johnson & Johnson announced that the company will be starting human trials for its COVID-19 vaccine in the latter half of July. This is a push from the originally scheduled trial date of September. Johnson & Johnson's shares rose by over 1% on Wednesday in the optimism, and a representative from the company spoke about the trial, quote, "Based on the strength of the preclinical data we have seen so far and interactions with the regulatory authorities, we have been able to further accelerate the clinical development of our investigational SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, AD26.COV2S, recombinant." And that wraps up today's news. After the break, we're going to take a look at the resurgence of renewable energy and some of the changes in costs. But before that, quick break from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second part of today's episode. Those of you that tune in regularly know that the second half is a deeper dive into a interesting trend or educational topic that relates to the business and financial world. So today, we're going to take a look at a sort of different topic in energy. Obviously, Tesla is a hot company and had some good days on the market recently, including today. So we're going to look at the lower costs that are starting to lead to renewable energy's revival. So, in the past, the United States has never made a considerable effort to switch from fossil fuels to renewable energy. Even though we have had the ability and the technology available for many years, it has simply been more convenient to use fossil fuels and coal. However, due to the global pandemic, the United States is on track to start using renewable energy more than fossil fuels for the first time in history. So why is that? Well, one of the areas is that there are lower costs of infrastructure. In an effort to encourage more places to use renewable energy, the cost of the industry has decreased significantly in recent times. The cost to build a large wind farm, as an example, has dropped by over 40% over the last 10 years. Solar costs have dropped by over 80% during that same time frame. In addition to this, the cost of natural gas has fallen to the lowest that it has ever been during 2020. Many companies are recognizing that this shift in costs have been adjusting the way that they do business. For instance, Xcel Energy, which is a large electric utility company in Colorado, announced that they would be replacing their older coal-fired units 10 years earlier than originally planned. They switched these with wind, solar, battery storage, and natural gas alternatives, which has been saving them more than $213 million in total. So how has the pandemic changed things? As I mentioned a moment ago, oil and gas took a major hit to lead off the pandemic. The industry saw itself as some of the lowest oil prices on record, while the storage tanks simultaneously were reaching capacity as much of the world was immobilized and in lockdown. COVID-19 caused a lot of changes within a very short period of time. One of these changes was that many businesses, factories, restaurants, and offices closed down. This also resulted in reduced demand for electricity. Coal plants typically cost more to operate as compared to gas plants or renewable alternatives, so utility companies actually started to cut back on the coal power being generated. In response to this, renewable fuel sources have been producing a great deal of energy in the United States. From January 2020 to April 2020, wind power, solar power, and hydroelectric dams have produced more electricity in the United States than coal on 90 different days. Last year, this number was just 38 days. So, interestingly enough, it has more than doubled. Certain states are impacted by this change more than others. In Texas in early May, wind power produced almost three times more electricity than coal. So let's look towards the future. This shift towards renewable energy and renewable power sources is predicted to continue after the pandemic has passed. The Energy Information Administration, also known as the EIA, has released a report estimating that the amount of coal used in the United States will fall by close to 25% in 2020. Only 19% of the country's electricity is expected to come from coal, which means that it will drop below nuclear and renewable power. Natural gas, which is a cleaner form of power than coal, is estimated to maintain its current output in the near future. This will amount to approximately 38% of the country's power. Natural gas is the dirtiest form of renewable energy and has been declining in use since 2005. Renewable energy is expected to continue rising in use. It will take some time before it is the United States' consistent energy source, but as we're seeing by the numbers, that day is looking closer than it has ever been before. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's episode. We hope you have a wonderful evening. And again, don't forget to shoot us an email with any suggestions, tips at news@callputstrike.com. We welcome your feedback and your input. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.